Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. Yes, He is. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. My Lord. Ooh, thanks to God. You just don't know. Hallelujah. It's a good day. I'm not priceless. Hallelujah. That I'm going to be on it. Coming in a little late, I do apologize for that, and I know that your time is very valuable, and I just sincerely hope that you forgive me for the tardiness, just working out some kinks still. Hallelujah. You still working out? Yes, yes, I am. My darling, yes, I am. Hallelujah. And I wanted to talk about this day. Prayer, and we've talked about prayer before, but I just wanted to talk a little more. Nevertheless, I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministry of Daughters of God called to pray. Yes, we are. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, we are. We are Daughters of God called to pray. Hallelujah. And I thank you for joining us and tuning in this morning, this week. A year from now, you know what I always say, neon from now, I thank you for tuning in because it was at that appointed time that set to that you were ordained to tune in, and there must be something that is being said that will make a difference in your life. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, I heard that too. But that's still good. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's a good day. Why is that? Well, this is the day that the Lord God has made. The Almighty God, the maker of the heavens and the earth. This is the day, right? You can't worry about yesterday, it's gone. Can't worry about tomorrow, it's not here. Everything that's due to accomplish this thing is here. But sometimes we miss it because we become over anxious and miss it because we listen to what other people say and encourage us to go contrary to what God will do for us. But if we just walk in straight in there, and we know His voice, and another we won't follow. We won't take other people's opinion when they're driving something home. You stop and you look, and you think. You realize that may not be the right thing for me. So all you can understand and ask them to lead you and guide you. Don't go contrary to His word. I don't care what it looks like and how grand people say certain things are. Don't do it. Oh, look what I have. And listen, you have to do it this way. You have to do it that way. Is there any crookedness in it? Then you better go and pray. You may find yourself in a dire situation. So don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't go and give somebody a piece of your mind. How you gonna do that? Have you ever thought about that? I'm gonna just give her a piece of my mind. You baby, you better keep your mind. Baby, you better keep you better keep your mind. You just hold on to your mind. Keep your mind. Everybody will have to hold on to your mind. What's on their mind, that's all that matters. No, I see y'all. That was saint. And she used to say, I know you, so I'll holler at you. I can see you. I'll holler at you. That's right. That's right. So don't give people a piece of your mind. And it's not necessary. God will speak for you so often. And if you need to say something, you'll tell me what to say unless someone else says. have an objective is to get the point across. Mm-hmm. Without you losing anything. Mm-hmm. I'm talking more about the job. And sometimes things, you know, sometimes you say, well, you know, if I had said this, oh my goodness, this would have happened and happened. Wait on the Lord. Why do I need to say this? Don't be giving, so if you keep giving people peace in your mind, it should be not going to have much. You're not going to have much. Open your eyes and see. Be slow to speak. That's what the scripture says. Don't blame me. That's what the scripture says. Be slow to speak. You know? Then you'll know what to do. You can see them. You can see clear. Yes, indeed. Oh, I can see clear now. That's right. That's right. Father, God is good, and we're grateful that we're in His presence. Yes, we are. We're going to talk about prayer this morning. Hallelujah. Let's go to prayer. Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for allowing us to be on the broadcast this morning. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your love, your mercy, and your grace. We thank you for all those who were tuning in at their set point of time ordained by you. We thank you, Father God, for ordering our steps. We thank you for keeping our mouths shut. And let us hear, oh my God, let us hear what thus says the Spirit of the living God. Yes, Lord. Give us clarity and understanding before we speak. Allow someone to speak for us, Almighty God, on our behalf. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. And if we must speak, let that person be, let that voice be heard. Hallelujah. That comes from you. Hallelujah. Allow us to have faith. Yes, Lord. Every prayer that I'm naming, we ask and we thank you for allowing us to have favor, Father. Yes, Lord. We need favor. Yes, Lord, and we thank you for your favor. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you for favor, Father. We thank you for fixing everything that we could be on this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We know that you could have anyone in this place at this moment in time. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. Open us, we ask you to forgive us. Hallelujah. That we may perfect the things that you have called and ordained us to do. That's right, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you for being our strength. Thank you for being our encouragement. We thank you for your healing virtue for us through our body and our loved ones, Almighty God. We thank you for protecting us. Dangerous things and unseen, Almighty God, and we thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We glorify you, Father, we thank you for how you direct us and order us, how you speak to us. Hallelujah, because you love us. Thank you that we are not disconnected and we speak as children and mature children of the Most High. Thank you. Hallelujah. Give us a smile. Let our eyes have a smile. Our voice a smile. Yes, Lord. And we lift on you. We may not say a word, but we would encourage on you because you are in a people fashion. If you give us a word to speak, Almighty God, that is add nothing to it. That's Hallelujah, just your word. Let us take nothing from it, Almighty God. Just your word. This is the day. Yes, it is. Hallelujah, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you for being our Father. We thank you for being our God. We thank you for being our Lord. We thank you for being our minister. Yes, Hallelujah. And we thank you for cleansing us.
word, thought, and deed. Hallelujah. Disobedient, Almighty God. Ooh. When we say we have not, and we have, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you that we walk as ambassadors as children from the Most High God. Thank you, Lord. And not all breath, not boastful, but humble, holy and righteousness, bold, confident in you. Our
foundational scriptures and our discussion scriptures going to come from these scriptures. I just love, first mention. Anyway, where's the first time you want to hear where prayer was? Where's the first time you want to know where God said, thou shalt not? Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Lord. We need to know that we have a clear understanding as to what something means when we have first place that is meant, it was mentioned. And we know that there are many translations and things can get a little turned around, but we're good when we just, number one, when we pray and ask the Lord to lead us and guide us in it. When he's leading us, oh my Father, we thank you and how you guide us and how you direct us and how you give us instructions and how you plant your word in us that we don't lose it. We don't walk away from it. We have it. And it grows in us. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. You know, when God give us an answer or wake us up to something, that is the more, oh my God, that is the profound. It's such an awakening. And then you know that my God hear me when I pray. By God, lead me and guide me. It's a moment. What's the word that I'm looking for? It's a profound moment. I'll just say it like that. And when we want to know when the first time prayer is mentioned, just stop this down. For those who may not know or forgotten, Genesis is the fourth chapter, starting at the 26th verse. And when we look, and this is not too long after the fall of man. Can you imagine what this earth was about? Been like if man had not fallen. And we say a lot of things about Adam, but we're no different. We have truth. And yes, listen, I understand. The scriptures have been twisted, turned around, things that we were taught that were not right, but thanks be to God, he's waking us up and bringing us to an understanding. And since we have the understanding, we walk therein. Once we really realize that we were made, we are his highest creation. The crown jewel of this creation. Glory. You're a crown jewel. You don't have to wear your clothes and all cut. You know, folding everything. You don't have to do all manner of things to get a feeling or get somebody walk in this earth with control under the confidence. Power and strength of the Almighty God. Yes, things will come up against us.
Oh, yes, they will. And yes, we may stumble. But Jude said, now unto him who is able to keep us from stumbling. If we will stumble, we will fall. He's able to do it. He's able to do it. Oh, yes, he is. And we can accomplish things. But what happened also, we get caught up in our religiosity, our religion. And we let man, nothing has changed, man's law, man's way supersede the ways and the commandments of God. I think I should always remember this. A friend of mine, she told me, I can't stand it where it commandments and rules. I don't ever want to hear that. Can you believe that? Think about it. But when we hear someone say that, we don't know what has happened in their world, why they're doing it. We know that it's not a good thing, but we can pray for them and ask God to bring them into the knowledge of truth. And then when we search the scriptures and we do word study, we understand what certain words mean. Oh yes. But let's read Genesis, the first chapter. That's right. First mention. Man's wisdom. I'm telling you. That's right. Woo! And I've seen this for quite some time now. Read it in the original language, which is not hard to do because you Google here. Genesis in its original language. And Genesis translated into English, Hebrew into English, and so you'll see what it says. Yeah. Let's do it. There's some academic translations there. I just want the truth. I just want the translation. So it says, Holy Spirit, it is on my side. And we thank you for your leadership and your guidance. We thank you for clarity and your spirit's ways. Amen. And it reads as follows. In the beginning, God, his most holy name, created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, blessed it was for him, that it was good. And God divided the light from the dark. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. He didn't have a council with you or God. He didn't have a council with the angels. Now, when you hear the word God,
Elohim. And a couple places where some places where it say El. That's the self sustaining one. Ask God to open our eyes and let us see and let us know. Hallelujah. And all of these adjectives, like name the casualness, we're not supposed to do that. Hallelujah. We are not supposed to do that. And if God allows, we will go a little further with that. Now, we're going to jump over. Now, we see that God is the creator. But we're going to, for the sake of time, but I would ask you to read it. Just take your time and just read it. When you find that you spend a lot of time on television, on the telephone, just stop and pick up your word. You know, Fridays, I encourage you to get a cup of tea. Get a cup of tea. Because you usually drink tea with your friends. Yes. Have a cheerful, comfortable conversation about yourself. And let the word of God speak. Well, we're going to go to Genesis, the first chapter, starting at the 26th verse. And God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. Remember it again. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. That's verse 28. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And we're going to go to the second chapter. Listen. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made, and he rest on the seventh day. And from all his work, which he had made. Who made kind man? When did he finish? He finished and he rest on the seventh day. He rest and he blessed the seventh day. Amen. And say what God did on the seventh day. We need to read and we need to ask God for clarity and understanding and show us, touch our heart that we may obey what he is ordaining and telling us to do. A lot of times we hear it, but we won't want their anything. Now, Exodus, the 20th chapter, starting at the first verse. Listen. And God spoke all of these words, saying, who spoke it? God. Who spoke it? God. Who spoke it? God. He's not Moses' word.
God, Exodus, the 20th chapter, starting at the first verse. And God spoke all these words, saying, every single blessed is most holy. I am the Lord, thy God, which hath brought thee out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the waters under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I am the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. And showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not make the name of the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. For the Lord will not hold him blameless that taketh his name in vain. What you say? I am in his name. When you think about it, and the name of man has been so disrespected, and we hear it and we don't correct, we won't walk away, we just let him say whatever they want to say. And we stand there in that company. Sometimes we have been from even repeating what they have said. God is holy. When we recognize the fact that he is holy, when we recognize the fact that there are people who try to tell us it's not that serious, you can't believe that. It is that serious. It is that serious. That's how serious it is. Very serious. Oh, yes, it is. Think about it. It's all right to say that. You're getting too deep. Don't you dare tell me that. Don't you dare. And I will disrespect him. Not just something to take. My life can disrespect him. Your life can disrespect him. Think about it. People may say a lot of things about you, but don't let what they say. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. My darling one, the most annual was no Sunday morning, Tuesday, Wednesday. But the seventh day is the Sabbath. And I think when you read this, you didn't see when God created and first mentioned the seventh day, the little Jews, Gentiles, they were just these people. Had a many. Six days shall thy labor and do all thy work. This came out of God. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. And in it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor the stranger that is within thy gate. God did not change the Sabbath. He did not change it. If you ever get interested, just find out who did it. He didn't change it. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rest the Sabbath day. Wherefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery. And I will save your attitude. You said if you lust in your heart. Now don't go, well, I already did it. I already committed. You best. Come on, who are you playing with? But that's what it says. You don't want to go there. You don't want to go there. You don't know whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap. I just think you don't know what you are saying. You do not know, and it's not worth it. And I know that there are some people going through some stuff. We have to ask God to give us and come in and help us. He will help us. He will help us so that we will not sin against him. See somebody's husband, see somebody's wife, or you see somebody's friend that they're attached to. I like they're doing more for them than you getting, and there you go. You are a self-controlled human being. Standard. The crown jewel of God's creation. Do not take that for granted. So often we have. Do not take it for granted. Be happy for someone. If they have a good relationship, and then you don't know what it looks like behind the door. You pray that it's good. We need to see some good relationships. Untouched by jealousy and conspiracy. Come on now, work with me. That's right. Hallelujah. Where was I? Thou shalt not kill. And you know you can kill with your mouth. Many, many people have been destroyed because of people's mouth. Thou shalt not commit adultery.
thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, not his maidservant, not his even though we don't have, you pick us up. Cleanse us from unrighteousness. I don't know why we're going there like that. That's right. He'll cleanse you from unrighteousness. Rest in the knowledge that God Almighty, Yah, He has a name, Yahweh, is in control. Woo! We know the people everywhere. Protect your people everywhere. Be ashamed. I don't have much time. Isaiah 43. But now, thus says the Lord, I love thee, that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou pass through the water, I will be with thee. And through the river, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flames kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the end and from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my son from far, and my daughter from the ends of the earth. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created them for my glory. I have formed them, yea, I have made them. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is true. Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servants whom I have chosen, and ye may know and believe me and understand that I am before thee. I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved. I have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Amen. And we are close on that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Bless this beautiful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So you now you know who you're praying to. And we're going to take it further than this. Hallelujah. Now we know who you're praying to. Well, my brothers and sisters, it told us we have 90 seconds. Hallelujah. Numbers, the 6th chapter, starting at the 24th verse. That's right. The Lord bless thee. Okay, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing is missing and nothing, absolutely, positively, nothing is broken. Jude, the 1st chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Go in peace, go in love, go in the joy of the Holy Ghost, knowing that you are a child of God. Hallelujah. He loves you with an everlasting love. Be encouraged. God bless you. And thank you so much for tuning in. Healing and deliverance. Here be in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Healing.